My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
Hello, Sammy.
Hello, Eddie.
How are you today?
Yeah, excellent. It's been a busy long weekend. I've been out doing plenty of open for inspections and a few more later on this afternoon.
Excellent. G'day, TK.
How are you, Eddie?
I'm well, my friend. Are you well?
Look, we've been fantastic last few weeks. 100% clearance rate for all of our offices. So it's
really
been a terrific patch of...
Did you just say 100%?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a great...
What a figure.
It's a great figure. Look, the industry average is sat anywhere between 74 and 76%. So if you average that out, Sam and Eddie, we're 25% better than the rest of the market.
Goodness me. Can we talk about a subject close to my heart?
We can, Eddie.
Yes, is that
food?
The pie?
Yeah. Yes, I baked a pie and it was good. Yeah. It was a good pie. But no, we're not talking pies. We are talking property management.
Yes, it is a topic very close to your heart there, Eddie, and it's a great time to be discussing property management because inquiries do slow down in the winter months, so it's really important that you're doing all the things possible that you can to make sure that your property is actually at the forefront of potential applicants' minds.
One thing I used to do when I was still doing property management during winter, make sure the heater's on, so when people come for the open for inspections, it's warm and inviting.
Well, it's a terrific idea, Eddie, but importantly, to be able to do that in a lot of cases, you need to have the power on.
Indeed.
So it's a really big thing that Chisholm and Gayman, that we push for our landlords to get the power connected for those properties that are vacant for two reasons. One, you can actually have the heating on, so it's a lovely invitation to prospective tenants. But most importantly, it gets darker far earlier. So by having the power on, we're not limited to daylight hours to show potential clients the properties that we're trying to lease.
Indeed. So is winter the best time to update your property?
I think, Eddie, it's...
Or any time.
It's always a good time if you happen to have a vacancy that's coming up.
Yep.
And if you need enhancements, it's a good time to enhance your property to make sure that you're giving yourself the best opportunity of finding the best candidate as a tenant, hopefully getting extra applications and also potentially increasing your rental return.
So what's something that will set you apart from everybody else?
Yeah, well, I think definitely in these winter months, it's all about brightness because certainly it can be pretty gloomy out there. And if you're walking into a vacant property, especially if it's been vacant for a little while, if it's not freshly painted, it may smell a bit stale. So it's really important to give it that fresh coat of paint. And if the property is a colour that's dated or it's faded in colour over time, you might have seen a couple of tenancies or had a long-term tenant, it will look fresher, smell fresher, and be a lot brighter if you give it that nice vivid white, for example.
I was going to say off-white.
Yeah, I think vivid is a colour that's pretty common, and off-white, natural white,
and
antique white, USA.
USA is a really popular one. And as Sam was saying, just smaller detailing as well, the light globes that you're using if it's a darker property.
Something you mentioned last time, Sammy, door handles. Update the door handles.
Yeah, door handles. We just did that recently in a property and it let really well. So it was such a simple makeover, but everything was orange actually in that property.
Like Chisholm and Gayman orange?
Yeah, well, it was a little bit more burnt, but it was... And we love the Chisholm and Gayman orange, but this was a 1970s burnt orange and definitely the kitchen was really dated. So we had the whole thing painted white. We also, I don't know if you remember, but in the 60s, the benches were fairly narrow.
Yes.
So they didn't have the same depth. Normally, they come out now to about 600 mil.
Yeah.
They were about 400.
Okay.
So we actually had new benches put on, and we didn't actually change the depth of the existing cupboards.
How about appliances? Did you get those updated as well?
Yeah, there was a freestanding gas stove. We had that replaced, so it's an upright stainless steel gas stove.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a new sink added, which because it was a very old 1960s sink. We had new sink, new tapware, and on the flooring, this was a really simple solution, but it was a vinyl, but it's a vinyl that looks a little bit like a polished concrete. So
that's very hip at the moment, isn't it? For want of a better word.
Very hip, but it was an easy way of doing it. Had the owner have had a little bit more time, maybe a little bit more money to invest, because we had a wish list, we had to, you know, try and tick a few items off, they might have just polished the concrete. But this was a really good solution. And then we had a blank wall, which we painted black so that's like a whiteboard.
Yep.
And we put a couple of hanging shelves on there, and the kitchen looked fabulous.
I'm feeling a bit old now. I just used the word hip. This is My Real Estate on 1370 7 3MP. We'll be back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Black Rock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate, all thanks to Chisholm and Gayman, Bayside. We know Bayside. 9531 1245, the one central number to call. For all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales, Chisholm and Gayman, Bayside, four offices, Torston,
Port Melbourne, Elwood, Black Rock and Mount Martha.
9531 1245 is their number. We continue. TK.
So we've been talking about painting, obviously flooring, so whether that be carpeting or floorboards, floating the actual new manufactured timbers that you
funnily
can get.
Funnily enough, I always found when we were leasing a property that you got more with floorboards than you did with carpet.
It's certainly, from a an on-trend aspect, floorboards and living areas are very, very popular.
Yep.
What's really great now is with the new timbering options and the waterproofing elements to them, you can actually incorporate them right through to the kitchen. So you get that wonderful sense of consistency as opposed to having to have tiled areas, then the floorboards, then carpet. So certainly that's become on trend. Light fittings are a really important one as well.
Yeah, light fittings, definitely, Torsten, and where possible as well, if you can achieve down lighting, you can add more lighting or track lighting just to add more lighting to a darker room. And the other one that we've had.
Hang
quite
on, can we just rewind a little bit? Go back to the floorboards. Is it still a case of recommending to a landlord tiled kitchen, floorboards in the main living area, but always carpet in the bedrooms?
That tends to be where we head with our recommendations, because people like that warmth in the bedroom. And the tiled area.
And that's why, yeah.
And the tiled area in the kitchen is always a good idea in a wet area.
Yep.
But with the new boards, a lot of them have got a waterproofing element to them. So, again, that was what we were saying before.
Sure.
Look, for me, I hate having too many different materials in the one.
Depends on the size of the property too, doesn't it? If it's a small apartment,
it won't work.
Torsten's right in having that you know, one material in the kitchen and the living area.
Sam, I interrupted you.
Well, I was thinking the other thing that we've had great success with, and for any landlords out there, if you have an older style bathroom and, you know, there's a communal laundry or no laundry facilities, and that's quite common in 1960s, 1950s apartments, it's a great idea to have a look to see whether you can utilise the hallway cupboard to...
European laundry.
Create a European laundry, whether you can... Or put a front loader in the kitchen and, you know, quite often you can tap the plumbing through from under the sink into the next cupboard. Or in some cases, like with one in St Kilda East we recently had, they removed the bath and went a beautiful shower, newly tiled bathroom, new vanity, and they created laundry facilities with the taps and room for a dryer on where half of the bath would have been.
So is a bath still considered a value add, TK?
Yeah, look, it absolutely is for the right property, but it's not essential for a two-bedroom apartment. It depends on the demographic that you think you're appealing to, but certainly from our point of view, having an internal laundry over a bath is probably a worthwhile compromise. Certainly if it's a larger one-bedroom apartment where it has got an existing bath, you might want to have a think about that, because if you're appealing to an individual professional that might want bath as a luxury item.
Yeah.
So it's horses for courses there. But certainly having, again, adding to the bathroom with a frameless shower screen is important. Basins as opposed to going ceramic to stone bench tops if the property can actually warrant that sort of investment is another good option. But
how about a larger shower?
Ultimately, though, again, if you're going to sacrifice the bath, it gives you an opportunity to create laundry facilities and having an oversized shower area that can really give them that sense of style and that sort of resort type of living.
At the moment, those large showers, aren't they?
They are, and they've now got those terrific old-fashioned, larger-headed shower roses, which have actually got the functionality of the mechanisms within them. So they're actually still very water smart as far as water savings, but get you that what they call the waterfall effect,
yeah.
which is a wonderful feeling to wake up to every morning, as I do.
This is My Real Estate on 1377 3MP. We're talking all things property management today. Back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman. At home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
As we continue, Torsten, what other elements should we consider when we're updating a property?
Well, again, just for the listeners, that if you are joining us, we are talking about how to actually give yourself a point of difference and lease your property quicker in the winter months. And the rules that we're actually suggesting run for the whole year throughout, but certainly it does become more competitive in the winter months. So
I find it interesting that now the expectation when you're leasing, or if I'm a renter and I want to lease a property, the expectation is I need a dishwasher, I need air conditioning. These are no longer negotiables.
Well, we used to call them plus ones, Eddie. Yes. Now they're equalizers.
Absolutely.
So, and with the advent of more and more of these newer off-the-plan buildings, so buildings that are less than 5 years old, the reality is that over the last decade, they've gradually been putting pressure on what we call the existing traditional stock, and it's also been pressure both in rentals as far as the actual rents achieved, but also in the expectation of the creature comforts that, as we talked about,
yeah,
are no longer plus one. So air conditioning, reverse cycle aircon heating is a growing must these days. The dishwasher, again, is such an expectation now. And if you haven't got a large kitchen, you think, well, where would I fit one in? There are some terrifically smart half-shelf dishwashers that you can get out there in the marketplace,
yes,
that yeah, create the effect. Whilst they need to do more loads, it still gives the convenience of a dishwasher.
Yep.
But the number one criterion to actually making sure that you are competing well against the marketplace, because we're not in isolation, is the actual asking rental. So you really want to make sure that you're asking your property manager what other competing properties are renting for, because in our mind, what we really want to find for our clients is not necessarily the highest rent. We want to get a competitive rent, a good rent, but we also want to have a rent that lets us find the best applicants. And so you'll tend to find those properties that always have a turnover every 12 months, where there are added costs and vacancy rates and so forth, are those that are always pushing the market price. Whereas you're strategic, if you keep your pricing just fractionally, not by a lot, we're not talking about $20 or $30, just $10 or $15 under the actual pressure point, you find you get a better array of applications, you get a better tenant, and when that tenant starts to hear other rentals or sees advertisements for other rental properties, they feel as if they're paying a fair rent, so the motivation to move is not as current as it is when they think, gee, I'm paying way over the market rate.
There were three things that I would always ask as a property manager, and if I got a tick in all three boxes, I was a happy camper. One, was the rent paid on time? Two, did the tenant look after the property? And three, at the end of the tenancy, would I give them their bond back? If it was a tick, tick, tick in that box, then that really made a case for that tenant to go into that property because I knew they'd look after it.
Absolutely. And again,
and the landlord.
And that's really what you're really wanting to do, is see whether you can find a great tenant that will look after your investment for you. And also, as we said, if the price point is at a fair market rate, you'll tend to find those tenancies tend to be longer in their longevity. So you'll have an 18-month, 24-month lease as opposed to a 12-month lease where you're having to find new tenants.
And I think it's really important, Torsten, that if you go into all this effort with presentation, you're working on getting your, you know, rent at the right appropriate level that's going to draw in those good tenants, that you also give the agent the best opportunity of, and this happens time and time again, if we have professional photography, we lease properties quicker, and it is important that when we're working on trying to minimise the loss of rent, that we can get you those tenants and attract those tenants by making yourself stand out on the internet.
Very much so, Sam. And I think there's some really good points that the show's raised today, and that is presentation's really important. There's an opportunity there for you to actually improve your property, which will improve the actual rent you can ask and also will generate better quality applications. But in that also, you'll actually also be in a position with those improvements to actually start getting more tax efficiency through depreciation. The rental actual that you're asking, again, if you make it a fair market rent instead of the very highest point, again, the quality applications that you'll get are there. And ultimately, in all of this, you can't sell a secret. So you want to stand out from the crowd. So quality photography, make sure that you're advertising in the right forums, but obviously on the internet is the major forum, and work with your property manager.
Gentlemen, thank you. Do it all again next week.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
This has been My Real Estate on 1377 3MP.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman. At home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha. Part of a My Lifestyle Sunday morning.
Wherever you go, say hello.
1377 3MP.